Listening comprehension. Listen to Ben's story. You can hear the text two times. Please read the questions of Part A first. Part A. Hi, I'm Ben. I'm 5 years old, and today is my first day at school. I'm so excited. For my older sister, Josephine, this is rather boring. She's 13, and school isn't so interesting for her anymore. Sometimes she says it's boring, but I think she's just saying that. Me, I think it's cool to be a schoolboy. I already know some of the children in my class. Eleanor and Greg are my friends. They went to the same kindergarten as I did, and I often play with them in the afternoon. I also know my teacher's name, Mrs. Brundle. I know she is small, has long blonde hair, and loves fast cars. She drives a red sports car, and most of the kids at school think this makes her quite cool. She was Josephine's teacher in her first year at school too. Josephine says that she's really nice. The only bad thing about school is getting up so early in the morning. Josephine always gets up at 6:45, but she spends lots of time in the bathroom. 6:45 is really too early for me. School starts at 9, so I think it is okay to get up at 7:15 or 7:30 and still have enough time for breakfast and all the rest. My new school isn't far from our house, so I can go there by bike, like Josephine always does. But today, my parents are taking us there in the car. That's great. Of course, I've got my school bag ready. I love sports, and so we bought a yellow and green bag. It's got children playing football and tennis, riding horses and dancing on it. It's fantastic, but Josephine says they look like babies. She's so silly. Part A. Hi, I'm Ben. I'm 5 years old, and today is my first day at school. I'm so excited. For my older sister, Josephine, this is rather boring. She's 13, and school isn't so interesting for her anymore. Sometimes she says it's boring, but I think she's just saying that. Me, I think it's cool to be a schoolboy. I already know some of the children in my class. Eleanor and Greg are my friends. They went to the same kindergarten as I did, and I often play with them in the afternoon. I also know my teacher's name, Mrs. Brundle. I know she is small, has long blonde hair, and loves fast cars. She drives a red sports car, and most of the kids at school think this makes her quite cool. She was Josephine's teacher in her first year at school too. Josephine says that she's really nice. The only bad thing about school is getting up so early in the morning. Josephine always gets up at 6:45, but she spends lots of time in the bathroom. 6:45 is really too early for me. School starts at 9, so I think it is okay to get up at 7:15 or 7:30 and still have enough time for breakfast and all the rest. My new school isn't far from our house, so I can go there by bike, like Josephine always does. But today, my parents are taking us there in the car. That's great. Of course, I've got my school bag ready. I love sports, And so we bought a yellow and green bag. It's got children playing football and tennis, riding horses and dancing on it. It's fantastic. But Josephine says they look like babies. She's so silly. Now you can hear part B. Please read the questions of part B first. Part B. We went to London a few weeks ago to get my school things. It was cool. We took the train. We, that is, my father, my sister, and me. My mother wanted to come too, but then she had to work that day, and so we went without her. We went to John Lewis, one of the most popular shops in London. Dad and I started to look around. We saw lots of bags, and so it took a while to choose the one I liked best. I also got a new pencil case in the same colours as my school bag, and we bought biros and pencils and exercise books. When we went to pay for it all, we wanted Josephine to come with us, but where was she? We looked for her everywhere. We asked lots of people, looked behind all the shelves, but she wasn't there. Dad looked really worried and tried to call her on her mobile. "Hello," a voice said, but it wasn't Josephine, it was Mum. Josephine's phone was on the sofa at home, and Mum answered it when she saw that Dad was on the phone. Oh no! Now Mum and Dad were really worried, and so Dad started to run through the shop, calling Josephine's name. And I tried really hard not to lose Dad, so I ran after him. Suddenly Dad stopped, and I nearly bumped into him. And there she was, playing video games on a games console. She was jumping around, trying to get points. And Dad was jumping around, angry and annoyed. Half an hour later, we were sitting in a restaurant. The food was yummy, and everyone was happy. Well, not Josephine. No video games for her for a week. So she didn't say very much for the rest of the day. That was nice too. Part B. We went to London a few weeks ago to get my school things. It was cool. We took the train. We, that is, my father, my sister, and me. My mother wanted to come too, but then she had to work that day, and so we went without her. We went to John Lewis, one of the most popular shops in London. Dad and I started to look around. We saw lots of bags, and so it took a while to choose the one I liked best. I also got a new pencil case in the same colours as my school bag, and we bought biros and pencils and exercise books. When we went to pay for it all, we wanted Josephine to come with us, but where was she? We looked for her everywhere. We asked lots of people, looked behind all the shelves, but she wasn't there. Dad looked really worried and tried to call her on her mobile. "Hello," a voice said, but it wasn't Josephine, it was Mum. Josephine's phone was on the sofa at home, and Mum answered it when she saw that Dad was on the phone. Oh no! Now Mum and Dad were really worried, and so Dad started to run through the shop, calling Josephine's name. and I tried really hard not to lose Dad, so I ran after him. Suddenly Dad stopped, and I nearly bumped into him. And there she was, playing video games on a games console. She was jumping around, trying to get points, and Dad was jumping around, angry and annoyed. Half an hour later, we were sitting in a restaurant. The food was yummy, and everyone was happy. Well, not Josephine. No video games for her for a week. So she didn't say very much for the rest of the day. That was nice too. Now you can hear Part C. Please read the questions of Part C first. Part C. School is out now. Phew, what a day. I'm still very excited. I really liked my first day. It was great, but I didn't have any maths or English lessons. So I still don't know what a real lesson is like. Anyway, we did lots of interesting things. We went to our classroom and played a game in which we got to know each other a little bit. It was fun. But I was surprised that one of my best friends of kindergarten, Greg, wasn't in my class. At first I was a bit sad, but Greg and I can still meet during break and in the afternoon. And I've still got my friend Eleanor in my class. Later my teacher, Mrs. Brundle, showed us our new school building. We met some older pupils, and we also met the headmaster, a nice man with brown hair and glasses, just like me. And you know what? When the headmaster looked at the list with all the names, he wanted to know who Ben Miller was. I said that it was me, and then he started laughing. I was surprised because I didn't know what was so funny. But when he stopped, he said that his name was Ben Miller too. So I'm the new headmaster now, with not one lesson in English or maths. Part C. School is out now. Phew, what a day. I'm still very excited. I really liked my first day. It was great, but I didn't have any maths or English lessons. So I still don't know what a real lesson is like. Anyway, we did lots of interesting things. We went to our classroom and played a game in which we got to know each other a little bit. It was fun. But I was surprised that one of my best friends of kindergarten, Greg, wasn't in my class. At first I was a bit sad, but Greg and I can still meet during break and in the afternoon. And I've still got my friend Eleanor in my class. Later my teacher, Mrs. Brundle, showed us our new school building. We met some older pupils, and we also met the headmaster, a nice man with brown hair and glasses. Just like me. And you know what? When the headmaster looked at the list with all the names, he wanted to know who Ben Miller was. I said that it was me, and then he started laughing. I was surprised because I didn't know what was so funny. But when he stopped, he said that his name was Ben Miller too. So I'm the new headmaster now, with not one lesson in English or maths. This is the end of the listening comprehension.